make his introductory remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're very gratified to be here today. And I would like to start by expressing also our appreciation to the countries that are hosting so many refugees around the world, our appreciation for their generosity and our commitment to support them. I just would like to say that I have always found the concept of nexus somewhat abstract. So I just would like to say that from our perspective, this is first and foremost about people. This is about people in distress, and this is about finding ways to best supporting them. It is about trying to bring together different actors who can complement each other, who actually need each other to be effective in their sphere of interventions. That requires combining entities which have different mandates, different investments, different instruments, sorry, different comparative advantages, and to be frank, different business cultures, which at times may make it challenging. So we, as development actors, believe that as part of a broader effort to help countries manage forced displacement situation, we can actually bring a medium-term perspective, a perspective that is focused on the socioeconomic dimension of the situation. We can bring programs that support both refugees and host communities. And I would like to add at all phases of the crisis. This is not a sequential approach where humanitarian starts and development actors continue. This is really about trying to have both humanitarian actors and development actors together, each with their own competitive advantages and instruments at all phases of the crisis. Where we feel we can contribute is really in supporting government-led programs, in supporting policy responses, and institutional strengthening, in trying also to facilitate private sector investment. And what we would like to really focus on is on issues related to jobs, to education, because 50% of refugees are actually children, and to gender, because of the ordeals that many women and girls in displacements are going through. I started by saying that this was at times somewhat abstract, so I just would like to say that it has become very concrete, and that over the last few years, we've worked in particular very closely with UNHCR under IDA 18 and under what we call the GCFF, the Global Concession on Financing Facility, to try to add prediction to development or development to prediction, but essentially to try to make sure that both go hand in hand and that we can complement each other. In Ethiopia, when we work with the government to try to shift the refugee model. In the Sahel, when we try to see how we can help integrate refugees in national social prediction systems. In Bangladesh, where we try to strengthen the health systems in the Cox's Bazar region. Or in Cameroon, where we work together to strengthen the prediction, the country's prediction efforts. So let me just close with four a very short remark. The first one is really to emphasize the fact that this is real. That I think the time when we talked about the nexus is gone. What we have to do now is to make it happen, not to transcend it, on the contrary, to make it immanent, to make it here and there in the real world. I also would like to emphasize the point that our colleague from Uganda was making at the beginning of this session, which is really the primacy of the role of government and the role of society. I would like to also highlight the fact that development efforts are not substitute to humanitarian assistance. Humanitarian assistance remains necessary at very high level. What we can do is complement it so as to get better results. And then I would like to close by reasserting our commitment to continue to play our role in this effort. Thank you so much.